Greetings from Financial Services Online. I'm your host, Paige Estrotori. Today, Friday, August 1st, 2025, with the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. Moving on to our first piece of news today, financial expert Helen Baker shares hidden strategies to potentially save Australians an impressive $12,000 each year. By tackling the loyalty tax, comparing rates from banks and service providers, we can see significant savings each month. And it's not just that. How about trimming some extra costs by adjusting your insurance coverage or consolidating your loans? Or what about switching to fortnightly mortgage payments to reduce interest and save over $6,000 annually? Other strategies include avoiding transaction fees by using cash, capitalizing on cashback apps, canceling unused subscriptions, and being diligent about your tax deductions. It's worth remembering that every little bit helps in amplifying our economic well-being. Next, there's movement in the superannuation sector. Telstra Super and Aware Super have begun formal merger talks following Telstra Super's decision to part ways with Equip Super. The two funds could potentially manage $228 billion in assets and serve 1.3 million members. This merger, after undergoing a stringent due diligence process, could provide increased efficiencies, cost savings, and expanded investment opportunities for members. This means potential lower fees and higher returns. The industry is following this development closely, as it could influence other funds considering similar strategic alliances. In education news, the Australian government has approved a landmark reform to the Higher Education Contribution Scheme, or HECS, providing relief to over 3 million Australians. Debts for $27,600 loans will be reduced on average by $5,520, and those over $60,000 will see reductions of over $12,000. The repayment income threshold will also be raised from $54,000 to $67,000, effective from the 2025-26 tax year. These sweeping changes may increase consumer activity and could set a precedent for global educational debt frameworks. Lastly, we have a pet insurance story where the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, or FCA, sided with PetSure, limiting a payout to $20,600 for a ruptured cranial cruciate ligament surgery that cost around $6,500. This decision highlights the importance for pet owners to thoroughly understand their insurance policies. The fine print matters and can significantly impact financial outcomes. That wraps us up for today. For more updates, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, always bringing you the latest in Australian finance news. See you tomorrow.